Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this conference line. Father God, we thank you for this day, Father God, for we know that this is the day that you have made, Father God, so we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for touching our leaders, Father God, and Archbishop and Master Prophet, Father God, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we decree and declare, Father God, that this day will be a day, Father God, of prosperity, that this day will be a day of healing, Father God, that this day will be a day of miracles, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that this day will be a day, Father God, that we will begin to see your miraculous hand, Father God, in our families' lives, Father God, that this day, Father God, that you are staying the hand of the enemy, Father God, and delivering us out of our circumstance, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, for touching even our physical bodies, Father God, and lifting that up, Father God. Father God, we lift up even our elders even now, Father God. We thank you for touching them, Father God, and healing their bodies, Father God. Father God, we thank you even now for Mother Mary Jordan and Mother Mary Berrien, Father God, as you continue to touch their lives, Father God. We thank you for touching the leaders, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that we are the healed of the Lord, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that your arrow of deliverance shoots before us, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, for touching us. We thank you even now, Father God, for touching our children. We thank you even now, Father God, for staying and keeping us, Father God, in your masterful glory, Father God. In the mighty and precious name we pray, amen and amen. Prophetess Naomi, let's open up the prayer line to begin to start speaking in our heavenly language.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you this evening, Lord God. Lord, we pray that you would hear our voices, Lord God, that you would find us even in times such as now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for being with us, and we pray that the Holy Spirit continue to guide us and be with us in this season. Lord, I pray that your will be done in each and every one of our lives, Lord God, that you would have your way. Lord God, the Holy Spirit will come to correct, Lord God, areas in our lives, Lord God, things that are not of you, that are not glorify you, Lord God. We pray that you would continue to use us, Lord God, and we're honored that you've chosen us to be your prophets, that you've chosen us to be your voice, Lord God. Continue to strengthen us to speak the good news, but also, Lord God, continue us to fulfill the will and the destiny that you have for our lives. But I pray over everyone's minds in this season, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would fill us with love and content and happiness, Lord God, that you continue to stretch us, Lord God, to see the impossibility, Lord God, because you are on our side, which means we're on the winning side, Lord God. We pray for our leaders and our shepherds in this season, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen them, Lord God, as they move us into the next season, Lord. We pray for breakthroughs and miracles like never before. Have uncommon favor in our lives, in our families' lives, and all those connected to us, Lord God, that your glory will be felt, it'll be seen, Lord God. We thank you even now for this season, for this day, for this prayer. In your mighty, precious name, amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you for another opportunity to gather with the saints today and to begin to pray and to raise our voice to you, Lord, and give you praise and acknowledgement for who you are and all that you've done for us, Father. And Father God, we also want to thank you even for the strength that you've given us this week, even as a church family here at Zoe, Lord, to stay together, Father, and to continually to press into your will and to your purpose, Lord, because we know that there's strength in numbers, and we know that there's power on the side of God. We thank you, Lord, for the focus, and we thank you, Lord, for even ordering our paths. And Father God, we want to continue to thank you for even the healing that you've sent our way, the healing that you sent to those individuals on this call who's had that up before you in prayer, Lord. Father God, we ask that you continue to send us strength and continue to send us guidance. And Father, I want to say a special prayer even for my cousin who's actually carrying right now, Lord, and looking to deliver a new life into the world, Lord. We pray for her strength. We pray for her and her husband's strength, that you continue to strengthen them, Lord, and that you allow this miracle baby to come into this earth and allow blessings to come before it, Lord. And Father God, I just want to also thank you for even the work that you're doing in families here and the families on this call, Lord, the work that you're doing in households, Lord, the work that you're doing amongst our children, Father. And Father God, we want to thank you even for the financial blessings that you have sent, Lord. We want to thank you for the marks off of our credit that you have wiped off, Lord. We want to thank you for the favor that we have even as we go before financial institutions, Lord, and go as we go to seek for finances, even for homes, Lord. Father God, I just want to thank you for the favor that you sent before us, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen, oh God. Oh God, we make a joyful noise unto you, oh God. We serve you with gladness and come before your presence with singing, O God. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves, O God. We are your people and the sheep of your pastors, O God. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth will endure to all generation. Oh God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank and praise your mighty and holy name for all that you have done and doing in our life, oh God. We thank you, God, for setting us free, oh God. We thank you, God, for keeping our children safe, oh God. We thank you for keeping us safe, oh God. We thank you, God, for your hedges protection over us each and every day of our lives, oh God. We thank you for favor. We thank you for favor that's coming at our door right here, right now, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for your strength, for you are our strength. You are our source. You are our life, oh God. And we thank and praise your name. We thank you, God, because you teach us how to profit, oh God. And we thank you, God, for prosperity in all areas of our lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for leading us the way that you would have us to go, oh God. And we thank you, God, for your loving kindness, oh God. We thank you for making us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We thank you, God, for teaching us how to profit. We thank you, Lord, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters, oh God. And thank you for your healing power, from healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of our feet. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Glory be to God, even so, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Even, Lord, as we present our bodies, my God, as a living sacrifice unto you, holy and acceptable, Father, which is what our reasonable service. Not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, so we prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We thank you for your perfect will being established in our hearts and lives. We thank you for your spirit of holiness, Father. My God, you, Lord, you are holy. And we honor you, Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We reverence you. We welcome you. And we thank you for being in the midst of us, Father. In your presence, my God, knowing there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. And even as we lift up, Lord, our spiritual leaders before you, even Archbishop Ebrona, John, and Pastor and Prophet, Deborah John, we thank you for renewed strength. We thank you for the divine healing and your touch of your nearest hand, Father. And your ministry in a minister to them. We thank you, Father, for Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan, and Prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, and the entire Jordan and Barron family, Zoe Ministry families, Father. Even, Lord, to the globalization, the prophetic, Father, we thank you for unfolding that, my God, which I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things that you prepare for us that love you, Father. Even though you're still revealing it through your Holy Spirit, because, Father, you say you will do nothing, but you still reveal your secret unto your servants, the prophets. So we thank you, Father, for your secrets and the mysteries you're unfolding and the mysteries that you're revealing. And we thank you, Father, that you're the reveal of all truth. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for the blood that will cover our lives and your angels on assignment, even now, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Man, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And I thank you, Father God, for your loving kindness, your tender mercy to us, God, for your faithfulness, God, for your protection, your hedge of protection around all of us, for the peace that surpasses all understanding that rules our hearts and our minds, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And I thank you, God, for your loving kindness and for your tender mercy. And I ask you to remember each and every person on this line today, God. Everyone, even those listening and all of the prophets, their families, God, I thank you, God, for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision. And I ask you, God, to keep them, God, keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger and continue to prosper them that they may do your will, oh God. And I thank you for each and every prophet on the line and for those who have been on the line but are not here tonight. God bless them in a mighty way. And bring the men, God. Men ought always to pray and not faint. And I thank you for my family, God. And I thank you for your provisions, God. And I just bless your name and ask you to keep us in perfect peace so we'll keep our minds on you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
I was glad when they said, let us come into the house of the Lord. Father, we thank you so much. We want to tell you this morning how much we love you, Father God. We thank you for our lives. We thank you for our children. We thank you for Master Prophet and Leading Lady Deborah Jordan, Father God. We love them so much. We thank you because of them we are, oh, Father God. Right now, I want to lift up the Kelly family, Father, right now, as we prepare for services of such a wise, great, and gentle man, Donald Kelly. We love his family. Let us nourish them. Let us take care of them. Let us strengthen them. Let us be with them in this time of need. Father, we love you so much. We love your people, Father God. Father, we adore you because you are love. We adore you because you are magnificent. We adore you because you are wonderful. We adore you because of you we are. We thank you for your son, Jesus, Father, who showed us the way to be, to act, and to sing, Father God. We love you so, so very much. We pray for our children today. We pray for every prophet that's here on the line. We pray for all those here right now, Father God, who are hurting in their heart. We call it to be healed right now, Father. All those that are ill right now, we pray them to be well. Father, we love you. We praise you. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Father God, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord, I'm asking that those who may be heavy laden with burdens and downcast, that you will send an angel their way, Lord, to let them know to cast their cares upon you, Father God. Lord, I also lift up those who may be who may have hardened their hearts towards you, Lord. Let them know that the joy of the Lord is definitely their strength, and in this season, may the turnaround come for their lives. Lord, I lift up my neighbors unto you, that they may not live in negativity and live in strife, but live in peace, love, joy, kindness, and happiness, Lord. Continue to allow my light to shine forth towards them, so that they may come to know the fruits of the Spirit, Father God. Lord, I thank you in advance for healing those who may need healing during this season, Lord, on this phone call and also across the world. Lord, I also lift up that prophetess Valerie Thomas to you and prophetess Alice Jackson. Lord, you have heard their cries and their needs, and I ask that you send your healing angels to them, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
Bethany Jordan.
Amen. And Father, amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together even now, Father God. We thank you for life. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for healing even now, Father God. Father, what are our steps in your way even now, Father God, in your will, Father God. Father God, touch our families, touch our households even now, Father God. Father, allow your protective angels to cover us as we come and as we go even now, Father God. Father God, touch our hearts, Father God. Father God, allow your compassion to shine through for all of us even now, Father God. Father God, allow us that agape love, allow us to show it as we come and as we go, Father God. Father, thank you for your protection. Thank you for peace, Father God. Allow us to dream innovative ideas, Father God. Father, thank you for your mercies and your blessings each and every day, Father God. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the wealth of the wicked is laid up for us, but not only is it laid up for us, Lord God, it is released unto us even now. In the name of Jesus, we destroy every glass ceiling, and we release the blessings of God upon your people even now. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you have commanded us to rise and shine, for our light has come, for your glory is shining upon us even now. And even though darkness may cover the earth and gloom the nations, you shine upon us, and your glory appears all over us, God. We thank you, Father God, for the power of God that's present on this call even now, touching every caller, touching every home that's represented, touching every marriage, touching every family relationship, Lord God, touching our hearts and our minds, renewing our minds, Lord God, and changing our mindsets, Lord God, and increasing our faith, opening up our understanding causing the eyes of our understanding to be more enlightened, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for our Archbishop and our Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We call forth strength. We call forth a fresh anointing, fresh wisdom, fresh revelation, Lord God, next level power, Lord God, divine protection and divine prosperity. Father God, we thank you for every home that's represented, and we thank you, Lord God, that your glory shall shine in every household. Thank you, Lord, that you are our everlasting light. Thank you, Lord, that your people will be called righteous, and that we will possess the land forever, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against us shall be condemned, because you command the weapons that are formed against us to be canceled out, Lord God. You said if the enemy come against us one way, they shall flee seven, and we give your name to praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we come to you with an open heart. We come to you and just to say thank you. We come to say, Lord, we give you praise. We come to say thank you for your grace. We come to say, God, thank you for your favor. We come to say thank you for the increase. We come to say thank you for the breakthrough. Father God, we thank you for the miracles you have placed in our life. We thank you, God, for every joy that you continue to put in our life. We thank you, God, that you have already given us the victory. We thank you, God, that you have called us to be an overcomer and a conqueror of every situation and circumstances that is over our life. We thank you, God, for letting us to live the life that we so deserve, God. We thank you, God, for letting us to be and have our identity in Christ Jesus, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over anything and everything that is that is you and that is not of you, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children. We plead the blood of Jesus over our work and over our clients, God. I ask right now, God, that you even break through blue, God. I ask you, God, now that you send the right clients and the right people to connect and to network, God. I stand with every entrepreneur with that money and new contracts is coming our way. I stand right now that we already got the grace and the victory for everything that comes in our life. Lord, you are the King of kings and the Lord of things, God. And you have called us to be the Lord of this land that you have placed us in to have authority and have the abundance life in your name. Everything that I ask for, in your name I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And Father God, we come before your throne of grace, and we just give you honor, we give you glory, we give you blessings. We thank you, Father God, for the things that you're getting ready to do in advance for us, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for everyone on the sound of my voice right now. And I plead the blood of Jesus over every home right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And I decree and declare blessings and breakthrough and God overflow in the lives of your people, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you're giving us the faith of Abraham, Father God, and you will even begin to give us the favor that you placed upon Joseph, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that you give us a heart like David, that we'll be in hot pursuit of you, Father God, and in the things of you and your kingdom, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you will give us the wisdom that you gave Solomon, Father God, that we'll be able to impart it into your people, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you will give us the strength and the courage that you gave Joshua, God. And Father God, that we will begin to continue to move forward into the things that you have called us into. In the name of Jesus. And I decree miracles and right now and financial miracles and breakthrough in the lives of your people, Father God, because your word said that you will give us seed to sow it and bread to eat. You also said that you're our shepherd and we shall not want. And you also said, Lord, if we give, it shall be given unto us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, and you shall cause men to give unto our bosom. And you said, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, there will be a shift of transfer of wealth to your people that we may continuously build your kingdom, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you said, hallelujah, that you will give us power to attain wealth. And we decree that right now, that promise of our life, God. You said that, Father God, that you shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that even in this hour, that those that are that is among us, Father God, that your word said by your stripes they are already healed, God, in the name of Jesus. And I decree healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that even in this season, that Father God, that you begin to cause generational curses of diseases to be canceled out of our lives right now. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of cancer be gone in the name of Jesus. The spirit of, hallelujah, of high blood pressure, diabetes, be gone in the name of Jesus. The spirit of low pressure, hallelujah, let it be gone in the name of Jesus. Any sickness and disease right now, we come against it by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I
thank you, Father God, that those that eat right now in ministry, God, that you begin to strengthen their ministry, God, even in the name of Jesus. And God, we speak and decree prosperity over every pastor right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan, and our beloved Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and her beloved family right now, and grandchildren. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now in the name of Jesus. God, continuously give them their heart desire in the name of Jesus. Give them provision, continue to fulfill the vision that you have given them, God, in the name of Jesus, to globalize the prophetic all over the world. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for, hallelujah, Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan, continuously strengthen her and covering your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for Pastor Prophetess Mary Barron and her beloved family. Cover them with your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, cover Zoe's family right now, in the name of Jesus. I pray right now for them, especially in this hour, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over them now, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Prophetess Glory Jean Kelly and her beloved daughters right now, and I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. And I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of Jehovah Shalom that is resting upon them right now, and saturate them with your peace, God, and your love, and your, hallelujah, your comfort, God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort them, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you right now for every prophet that is on this line. Bless them, God. Bless them in their every endeavor. Bless their families, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare miracles and breakthrough in the lives of your people. I thank you for salvation right now, for lost loved ones right now, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare salvation right now for every lost loved one right now, in the name of Jesus. God, begin to hasten your word and hasten the prophetic word in the lives of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you honor and we give you praise, knowing that it all belongs to you, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen and amen. And Father God, we seal it now, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for each and every prayer, Father God. We lift up each and every prayer request now, Father God, each and every supplication before you, Father God. For your word says that men shall always pray, Father God, and never faint. We thank you, Father God, for touching our lives. We thank you for touching our leaders, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing in each and every one of our lives, Father God, and in our families' lives, Father God. Father God, right now we lift up even the Kelly household and the Kelly family, Father God, during this time of bereavement. And we ask, Father God, that you continue to strengthen them and release the peace, Father God, of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. We thank you even now, Father God, for healing our physical bodies, Father God, and touching us, Father God. We thank you for touching our finances, Father God. Father God, we thank you for covering and favoring even the fatherless, Father God, and the widower, Father God, and even those that are homeless, Father God. We thank you for covering even the foreigners, Father God, and covering even our leaders, Father God, even now. We thank you for doing a new thing in each and every one of their lives, Father God. Father God, we thank you for rising up this generation, Father God, as a generation of men and women, Father God, that shall proclaim and profess, Father God, the good news, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even inside of our lives, Father God. We thank you for covering and giving favor and healing even the brokenhearted, Father God, for your word says that by your stripes, Father God, that we have been healed, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Father God, we plead the blood, Father God, even now, Father God, even over relationships, Father God, and we thank you for covering them, Father God. We thank you for giving us favor even with legal matters, Father God. Father God, we thank you for covering and favoring us even around travel, Father God. Father God, we thank you for touching each and every of the company of prophets, Father God. We thank you for touching us in our coming and in our going, Father God, blessing us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this day shall be a day that we shall hear good news, Father God, and we will know it's from the gates of heaven, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We speak escalation over our lives even now, Father God. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Well, thank you,
God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, company of prophets. Thank you, people of God, that stood with us on this midnight prayer call. And Pastor Deborah Jordan, she's in the background listening in, getting her throat, recuperating from her throat and stuff like that. But I want to thank you all. Is there any announcements from any other company of prophets? Please announce it.
Amen and amen. And Prophetess Naomi wanted the people of God to know, save the date, June 9th and June 10th. We have our very own men's conference going on at 310 Riverside Drive. So that's this Friday and Saturday. You want to make sure that you are there. It's open for all men of all ages, free of charge, Prophetess Naomi. And also want to invite the people of God to come and join us tomorrow for our Pop Life radio show. We have Wisdom Class Wednesday with our very own Prophetess Tamlin Hodge, Prophetess Myra Moore, Prophetess Terry Lynn Stinsett, as well as Prophetess Olympia Castillo. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Prophet Joshua. Jordan, also, let's not forget, we have the Celebration of Life service for Deacon Prophet Donald Maurice Kelly is going to be taking place this Thursday, June 8th at 7 p.m. at our Eagle's House, Zoe Ministries, 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street. All the details, it is on the website of the Zoe Ministries website, so please, you can go there and click on that link so you can get more of those details as well as when it's going to be the burial. If you're looking to do a donation, you can do the donation to the church and just make sure you put use the keyword Kelly Foundation. Yes, you'll use the keyword Kelly Foundation. Be back here at 9 a.m. The Archbishop of our Master Prophet is going to be here at 9 a.m. Check your email because I believe that there's more prophetic instructions coming in, and we've been getting powerful testimonies with the $80.18 space date. I want to say thank you all, and good night, and God bless.
Good night, God bless.
Good night, God bless you.